Welcome back, Talk at the Urinal. We got a special guest here with us today. You know, my boy EB is here.
What's up?
Got Mark, the legend Meredith. What's he going to give us today?
Is hashtag it Mark's picks. Mark?
Is it Mark's picks? Is it hashtag fade Mark? We got him on. He's making bookies cry on the East Coast now, no longer on the West Coast. The bookies told him we couldn't take him anymore on the West Coast, so we had to go find new bookies on the East Coast.
It's our Boston guy.
There you go. Welcome actually, to the urinal.
Live from Beantown right now. So I'm actually in Boston. So there you go.
Welcome to the urinal.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to have you. Happy to be here, guys. Thanks for having me.
What's up, brother? All right. So where do we start?
Yeah, you're the guest. Where do we start? We got Dodgers. We got Clippers.
I mean,
NHL.
We can talk about the Dodgers getting swept by the Padres. It's not really that big of a deal to me, but I mean, it is. I mean, we obviously still can't hit left-handed pitching, but I mean, it is what it is.
Who
I guess.
Upsets
I mean,
you more, Manny Machado or the Padres fans?
I hate Manny Machado. I can't stand that guy. Like he is
with you. I'm with you.
He is the epitome of douchebag. Like if a douchebag in a dictionary, Manny Machado's picture is like right underneath. And
never likes Machado.
I can't stand that guy.
I wasn't even a big fan the 4 months that we had him as a Dodger either. So
also, Cronenworth is a fucking Dodger killer. What the hell? I know he's good, yeah, but dude, three homer in three straight games against us. Fuck,
that was wild. It's funny that
he's
Bauer
a solid
actually
player, man.
Yeah, he is, and Bauer actually pitched really well last night. But our bullpen just hit or miss. It really is. It's hit or miss. But
no, I think our pitching's been fine, but I think we talked about in the last cast, Paul, that our offense is inconsistent, dude. Though,
yeah, it's very inconsistent right now. But there was a couple of like big errors in the game last night too. With that the Turner ball slipping out of his hand. Which never happens.
Oh, no, never.
And I'm pretty sure he's getting a day off tonight, isn't he?
I don't know. I just hate losing to the Cubs. I just don't like losing to the Cubs. Like I can't stand losing to the Cubs.
Cubs, Padres, like, Giants. Those three teams just can't lose.
I mean, Giants are always number one, man. Yeah, and I hate them. Like the Padres have been irrelevant for so long. Like they've been a joke.
Decades have been irrelevant.
And now they think they've done something, but by sweeping us, who cares?
And it's funny because I'm trying to think of who's the Giants manager right now? It's why can't I think of his name? It's the guy who's in Philly. He was in Philly.
I think he was like an assistant coach for a Kapler.
He's Kapler.
I almost said Bruce Bochy.
Dude, he got booed out of Philly when I was living in Philly. Like he got booed out of Philly. And number one, he's like the most athletic ripped manager like of all time. Like the guy is like yoked. Like he's like better shape than the players, but like he just says things where you're just like, dude, what are you talking about?
Okay.
Like go ahead. What are you saying?
I was gonna say, do you remember his first game in Philly, his very first game as a manager? Remember he made too many trips to the mound or something and didn't even realize
booing him. They're already burning his first game.
That's dude, they're brutal there, dude. Like they will cuss at anyone, like no matter what. They just start. They don't even know what they're talking about. They just start. I mean, dude, they cussed out Santa Claus in an Eagle game. I mean,
the Philly fans are ruthless, bro.
I'm sure they are probably the most ruthless fans I've ever came across. Like
I'm sure they said good things about Ben Simmons this past week.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because when I went to a Philly game, I was wearing a Seager jersey the year prior to when we won the COVID. And it was like people were just like throwing stuff at me. I'm like, dude, like what is going on right now? I didn't even say anything. Yeah, I didn't say anything.
That's Philly, bro.
But like I was the only Dodger fan in the entire Citibank Field. Like no one else was a Dodger fan. They're like, oh, let's just throw everything we have at this guy.
Did they throw a water bottle at you and the guy was in prison?
No. Funny story about Philly though. I found out that like the old stadium, the Vet, where the Eagles and the Phillies played, they had a jury, a judge, and a jail in the old Vet because how many incidents they had. Yeah, that's how many incidents they had.
That was such a shithole stadium too.
Oh my god, dude! Like people were like blowing their ACLs, like just walking on the field. It was so bad. It was such a piece of crap.
I must admit, though, dude, I grew up – I remember those fucking Philly teams growing up, dude. Lenny Dykstra. What was his name?
Shit show. Lenny Dykstra was a shit
Kruk.
Show.
Ron Kruk.
Yeah, John Kruk.
John Kruk.
Dude, he's a Philly's play-by-play.
I'll give you one here. Mickey Morandini.
Mickey Morandini.
Well, how about the –
How about Bobby Abreu?
Yeah, yeah. How about the team that beat us? I hated that team. Victorino.
Flying Hawaiian.
And then
he became a Dodger.
I know. Then he became a Dodger. Fucking. And
I hated a bunch of teams.
That may have been the only Dodger I despised. I hated when he was a Dodger. I did not like him.
I agree. With his double flap helmet.
He's like,
I totally agree, dude.
Get out of here, dude. Someone should just hit him in the head and just be like, get out of here. I hated that guy. He was such a nuisance. Like he was like that gnat that would never go away. But dude, they were good though. They were good. Like they were good. They were good.
Rest in peace.
Absolutely.
Didn't they get two rings? Didn't they win two times?
They beat the Rays.
So Holiday threw that perfect the perfect game in the playoffs, but they didn't win that year. They won the year prior. I don't think Holiday was a member of that team though. Man.
We're talking like 2010, maybe, right? 2010, 2009, somewhere right in there.
Because they won in 08. I know that. They won in 08 against Tampa Bay Rays. They swept them.
Man, poor Tampa Bay. They lost two World Cup.
Oh, dude.
Sorry, they got Super Bowls and
they got Brady and Stanley Cups. Exactly.
Yeah, they're fine. They have two other teams that are very, very good, so it doesn't really matter.
So we're not worried about Dodgers, right? Screw the Padres fans. They think they're back, but
I'm not worried, but I'm a little less certain than I was a month ago. It's just they gotta figure it out, man. They like you said, they can't hit left-handed pitching.
They can't.
I don't know.
Still,
don't
know. That's been 4 years. 4 years in a row, they can't hit left-handed pitching.
It has been 4 years, and you know who leads them in not being able to hit left-handed pitching is the guy we just got back off the IL again. Bellinger, dude, that he still can't hit left-handed pitching. I don't understand why more pitchers just don't throw him a curveball at his ankles when they got him 0-2. Like, just throw a curveball at his ankles. He's bound to swing. He can't golf every single one of them at the stadium.
Yeah,
I mean, our best pitch-to-pitch hitter on the Dodgers is Muncy. Muncy is the only guy that takes
more pitches than
anyone.
I agree. Yeah, him and Taylor.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Absolutely. And I still think there's like Taylor's swing is so like up and down sometimes. It's like, I don't know. Sometimes you see him and you're like, he's a stud. And then you're like, I know why Seattle cut him. Like, you're like, okay, it sounds good. But like defensively, he's phenomenal. I mean, he's phenomenal defensively.
At multiple positions.
Like, absolutely. He could play any position on the field. He really could. I'm pretty sure he could catch if he wanted to.
It was cool tonight, Jock getting his ring. That was cool. You guys saw that, right?
Yeah, I saw that, Jock Peterson.
That guy cracked me up.
He's been hitting the ball good lately, though. He's been hitting the ball
for
Chicago.
He's like
love to hate that guy, dude. Like, it's like
his post-game interviews.
You haven't done anything all year, but now you hit 5 home runs in like 3 games in the playoffs. Like, oh, sweet, dude. Like, awesome. Thanks, Jock. I appreciate you, bro. But you batted like under the Mendoza line the entire year. Awesome.
Which guy do you miss the most from last year? Do you miss Kike more or Jock?
Kike, dude. I love Kike, bro. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I would – that would be the only Boston Red Sox jersey I'd ever buy is Kike Hernandez. Like, I love
Verdugo?
That guy.
Or Verdugo, too.
Oh, I do miss Verdugo. I do like Verdugo.
Yeah.
I do.
Dude, I do. I did love Bauer still talking shit though back to the dugout, even though he's
dude. He did the strut last night.
Still talking shit.
And he gives up. Dude, I love it.
That's straight LA.
Bauer is he's an enigma wrapped in a riddle, dude. That guy is he has something about him where you just have to like follow and listen to whatever he says. He's also extremely intellectual. Like, he's an extremely smart guy.
Yeah,
and he also defends all Major League Baseball.
Oh, players, I know.
You kind of got to respect. On that part, like
I guarantee you, Bauer heats up his ice. I guarantee you, he does hot ice. He heats up the ice.
Guaranteed.
Lou Rigma.
Guaranteed.
Style, yeah. So speaking of all that, he's sticking up for the players because he was talking shit. How about this? Everyone's looking at the fucking pitchers after every inning.
the people ripping off their belts, people taking their pants off.
Scherzer last night.
Did you
throw in their gloves?
Did you see DeGrom when he gave the umpire's glove and he started laughing? He's like, "Yeah, dude, I have nothing in here." Like,
oh, DeGrom. Yeah, it started with DeGrom,
like,
right?
He
yeah.
literally was like, "This, I'm that good, dude. Like, I don't have anything." Like,
and then,
I don't know.
Who's the former Dodgers? Sergio Romo took off his pants.
Romo took off his pants, dropped Trout right on the field, dude. I don't like it, dude. I think
Manfred said he thinks it's going well. Dude, every pitcher is
Manfred's the worst commissioner in sports right now, dude. Say what you want about Goodell. No way. Manfred, by far, hands down, is the worst commissioner in sports right
now. I agree.
110%. He's the worst by far. Like, Goodell isn't even as bad as people try to make it out to be.
I know. He's really actually getting better.
He's not. He's not, dude. Like, he's not a bad – he. People just shit on him because it's the NFL. That's exactly what it is.
So
I mean, the one –
So this is going to keep happening? They're going to keep catching pitchers until someone gets caught? Or what's the steal?
I feel like that they're, like, doing the whole what's the report with the steroids? Like, they're doing the whole what was that report they had back in the day when they caught everyone with steroids?
What is that report?
What was that report called?
Not the Balco. What was that thing called?
I thought that was right, but no, it's not Balco. It's
Balco was the lab that got busted.
Yes, yeah. With the
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just put all the players on HGH and see who the best player is. I mean, honestly, when Bonds was doing it,
he was
everyone
still the
else
best
was
player.
Doing it. Yeah. Everyone else was doing it. He just was better than everyone else still.
Exactly.
As much as I hate the Giants and I hate them with a passion, I'm not going to lie, sit here and lie on podcasts saying Barry Bonds wasn't the best player at the time because he was, dude. Like, I hated him. But he was still the best, dude. Like,
bro.
Okay. So his home runs weren't 400 feet. They were 450 feet. Okay. Like, cool. All right. Like, let's like.
All right. But the problem with that is, okay, you have to put in the conversation then. If Bonds was the best player doing it, you cannot tell me what if Griffey was doing it. What can you imagine if Griffey was doing steroids?
I know. Stuff? He probably would have never got hurt.
Exactly. He probably would not have gotten hurt. HGH would have, like,
and he'd have 900 home runs. And he'd have 900
exactly.
home runs.
Exactly. Yeah. He'd hit him 597 feet every time. Just like over the Superdome, just through the roof.
He didn't need to. He had the fastest hips in the fucking in the history of baseball.
He did. He did. He was also, like, one of the biggest pricks ever. Same with Bonds, I think. I think Bonds and him were
Ken
I
Griffey.
Think Bonds. Bonds, Kent, Jeff Kent was a big.
Oh, Jeff Kent. Too, yeah. Oh, my God.
Huge, huge.
Ken
asshole.
Griffey would never. I used to go when he went, he would never sign a ball. I would go early for BP. No. Ken Griffey, yeah, he was a douche.
No.
I still love him.
Ever.
He's got a crazy story. He's got a crazy backstory, Griffey, though, you know?
But I mean, the funny thing about Griffey, though, if you think about it, though, Paul, is that his dad was, like, beloved by everyone and he was, like, hated by everyone. That's, like, the weirdest part. And they played together for, like, 2 years.
Because I think he had it really hard, not to spend too much time on this, but he had it really hard growing up in his dad's shadow. I mean, a lot of people don't realize Griffey tried to commit suicide when he was like 17, 18 years old.
I did not know that.
His dad's, look into it. He swallowed a shit ton of pills trying to commit suicide because he said he couldn't take the pressure of living up to his dad's expectation and his dad's legacy.
But he was so much better than his dad. He was so much better than his dad, though.
This podcast just took a turn.
That guy was the first.
Just keep it real, dude. I'm a Griffey guy.
I know. Me too.
I mean, he's by far the best 5-tool player. If he never got hurt, he would have been the best player to ever play the game.
All right, that's enough baseball talk. Let's talk about this fucking NBA playoffs, man.
What's going on right now? I've seen.
What's going on in that game? But
last I saw, it's commercial right now. Last I saw, Clippers were up 6.
Yeah, the Suns went on a 13-0 run right now.
Suns got the ball. Okay.
And now I see Poirier versus McGregor, which is a fight I don't ever want to see because I don't ever want to see McGregor fight again. But that's just me.
Clippers up 11. Clippers up 11. To go.
You figured they would win. Win game 3, right? But, dude, how about Paul George missing those free throws? Oh, God. Last game?
That killed me, dude.
That's going to happen, like, though. Every playoff team, all of them, even the ones that got bounced, they've all been missing free throws. This has been a terrible free throw postseason, I think.
I agree. And what do they do? What do they do all practice?
That's all you do. What do you guys think about Trae Young? I was the biggest
believer of him forever. I think this guy, dude, I mean.
I'm a fan. I'm sipping the Trae Young.
I just love how the team plays. They don't they don't give a fuck at all. They're so confident.
Also, Drew Holiday is by far the best defensive point guard in the NBA, and he literally destroyed him.
Yeah, 48
destroyed him.
Almost a 50-point triple double.
Yep.
Dude, I'm telling you, I think we're gonna see what we said the NBA does not want to see. I think we're gonna see a Hawks Suns.
Oh, God, which I'll dude. Watch. I mean,
I'll take it. Booker versus Young.
I mean, you think Chris Paul can cover Trae Young though?
Oh, definitely.
No, with his walker, like
he's gonna have to foul him a lot. He's gonna foul him a lot, and that's what I would do. I'd get Chris Paul out of the game.
What are you guys' thoughts on dude? Giannis has two MVPs, right? What's your guys' thoughts on him? Just an athletic freak, and that. You can't rely on him to hit a big shot, right? I mean,
he obviously annoys Harden when he shoots free throws, but I mean, that was great. But the fact of the matter is that like Giannis is a freak of nature, but basketball skills wise, there's so many people better than him. I mean, in my opinion, yeah. I really do think so. I mean,
he needs help.
I actually was laughing what Durant said to Scottie Pippen. I was cracking up because he's like, "You gave up on your team." He's like, "You're talking crap to me. You didn't want to take. You didn't want to take the last shot, so you sat down and then wanted to take arbitration or not arbitration, but you wanted to take off the season to go on vacation."
But I think he's still probably the best two-way player in the league, though. Still, he doesn't. No one plays defense like him.
No, not at all.
But it's just like all he does is drive to the hoop and like dunk those alley hoops. He can't shoot.
Yes. And I think Middleton is by far the hottest and coldest player in NBA history.
You're not a Middleton fan, right? You've always thought Middleton was a fraud.
Dude, what was he last night? 6-23? Tomorrow night he'll go fucking 10 for 11
from the 3-point line. You're like, oh shit, he's got 70 points. Oh, well, Middleton's one of the best players in the NBA.
That's not going to win an NBA championship, though. I mean, if you live by it and die by it, you're not going to – if you can't stay consistent in the NBA playoffs.
If we're relying on Chris – they can't rely on Chris Middleton.
I just don't think any of those teams could beat a Western Conference team this year. I don't. Clippers or Suns win, they beat the Bucks or Atlanta. I do. I just don't think they will win against a Western Conference team. I just don't.
If Clippers somehow get by without Kawhi, you don't think Hawks could be?
I mean, if Kawhi plays, then the Clippers will win the NBA Finals for sure.
Yeah.
This game is kind of confusing me right now. I can't believe they're down by 11. I
think Kawhi's done.
My favorite player ever, Crowder, just fouled out. He's great.
You love Crowder?
No. God, no.
I think he's only been on one team his whole career, right?
You can't stand that guy, dude. Jesus, man. He's like the retarded Robert Horry. That's like too much. That's not politically correct. He's the –
He's got canceled.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. So, yeah, Mark canceled your show. But
Fade Mark.
Yeah, but the thing with him, dude, that guy's fearless, though. He's not even that great a shooter. He's still always chucking up threes. He's making other stars pissed off, getting them tees. I mean, that's why you hate him?
Yeah. I think he's overrated. I think he plays a game where, if you guys remember back in like the early 2000s, how like Rick Fox would play, but he's not good at it. Like Rick Fox was good at it. He's just not. Like he doesn't get under people's skin.
I think he's a guy that you need on a championship team. We had one.
A role player.
Yeah.
He's a great role player. But the thing is, like Rick Fox actually fought Doug Christie in the locker room, like after the game. Like Crowder would be like, "Hey, I'm going to go, like, want to go grab a drink?" Like, on me, I'll get the bar tab. Like that's how he is. Like, hey, you want to put another like ponytail like lock in my hair? Like, let's do that. Like, it's just he bothers me. He just, I don't know. I actually like that kid Cam. What's his name? 23 on the Suns.
That guy sucks. No, now all of a sudden he's good.
Mm-hmm. Where did he go? He went to Wichita State. No, he went to. Where did Cameron Payne? He's annoying though, dude. He annoys the crap out of me.
But then again, that's why I think the Hawks, Suns are going to win because they got guys that are like annoying and they're just like coming in. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And Booker draws fouls. I mean, Chris Paul and Booker both draw fouls. I mean, Chris Paul is probably one of the best mid-range shooters in the game. I mean, Chris Paul, I have a soft spot for him, man. Like, I kind of want him to win a championship. I feel like he's put in so much time. Dude.
I agree with you.
Many times.
It would actually be nice. He's the one that deserves it, I think.
I mean, you got to admit, last year he turned Oklahoma City into a playoff team. Like, if they weren't there, he would – look at them without him.
I know.
I look over at him, like, it's like,
I just think it's funny if he gets there, he's gonna have to go through the Clippers.
I know.
Yeah.
Any irony in that whatsoever?
Well, I thought honestly, this game, the reason why I took the Suns, because it's like, oh, you know, Chris Paul going back to LA, like he's like, you know, screw this team. That's what I thought, but obviously Tyron
Lue's a blanket like, here.
They did get it. That kid from Villanova is good, dude. Bridges is good.
And you were Bridges close. Really good. Payne that guy's went a home to Murray shooter. State.
Okay, State? That's what I thought. Murray State. Okay, that makes sense. One of those not irrelevant schools that no one knows where anyone goes to. It's kind of like Edelman went to what Kent State, something like that. No, I was trying to tell you guys. I was texting you guys earlier saying that my cousin played travel ball with Musgrove. And he said he was the worst player on the team until he went to college. He was terrible. Like, you know, he didn't even start for forever. And I guess my cousin's also super bitter. So, I mean, he thinks everyone sucks. And I'm like, dude, they're all in the major leagues and you're not.
Well, because they
– They're pretty good.
They probably didn't check his glove. He was fucking probably doing this. Goodness, man. He was cheating.
That's ball game.
He was cheating, dude, in college.
Your coach was your dad, dude. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
All right. I think Clippers just called game.
Yeah, they did.
They just called game. 104-88, just over two to go.
That's fine.
Oh, man, I'm way behind you, man. Yeah, did Beverly hit a three? He did. Yep. Oh, my God.
Fucking Beverly, dude.
Why does Beverly even shoot the ball? Did you see him in Phoenix the other day where I'm like, dude, why are you taking shots?
Because they don't guard him. That's why. It's like, I'll shoot.
God, I would rather have like me shoot that three than him. Like, he's so bad at shooting. He's so bad, though. He's a great defender. And let's be honest, man. That replay when they hit the ball Devin Booker's hands. I'm like, dude, like, that wasn't off of Beverly, but okay, like, if that's what you guys want to say, like, sounds good, but it really wasn't. I think that was controversial in the fact that they said that the NBA gods shined upon Paul George when he shot free throws. That's why he missed him. I'm like, okay, yeah. No, Paul George missed him because he's, like, not clutch and he can't make a free throw.
Because he's playoff P.
Let's be honest, man. He's not a clutch player. That's why they lost the game. So, I mean, dude, the Clippers
shoot free throws over Simmons, though.
Oh my God, dude! That they're talking about what did they? What did they say? They said
they trade him
for. They said Simmons for who's on Portland? They said Simmons for straight up.
Not for Lillard. Don't say Lillard.
No. Who's the other
McCollum?
Guy? McCollum, straight up.
Then okay, maybe at least McCollum can shoot.
The problem is that like Simmons is a really good defender. Like he's extremely good. And Portland plays no defense. So it's like you have one defender on your starting lineup with no one else that plays defense. Like, okay, yeah. Like I guess he'll give you a little bit of support on one guy. Like, I don't know. Like, he's also, what, 6'10"? 6'10 point guard? That is actually a genuinely good point guard when he doesn't shoot the ball.
How about when he – you guys saw that replay when he could have dunked and he –
He passed it. Didn't he try to pass it to George Young or
George Hill?
George Hill. George Hill. And it's like, George Hill's like, why are you passing me the ball, dude? Like, he's like,
I'm Johnny.
Oh my God. It was just so bad to watch. It was so bad. Philly, Doc Rivers is not the savior to Philly basketball. I'm telling you that right now, but they think he is.
No. Well, J. Williams said Celtics fired their first black head coach. You saw that?
I did see that. Yeah, that's – I mean
– did he forget that Doc Rivers was the coach?
I think they did. I think they forgot that completely.
No, but did you see his next tweet? He said he got hacked.
Of course.
His first tweet was that, congrats to Celtics for hiring their first black coach. And then the next tweet, I got hacked.
Oh, of course.
I mean, let's all be honest with each other. Like, Doc Rivers had Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, and Paul Pierce. Like, if you don't win a championship, I mean, that's probably on you. I mean, I probably could have coached the Celtics that year and beat the Lakers, but that's – I'm just saying. And we didn't even get beat in game six. We got destroyed.
Oh, that was terrible. But
we got destroyed.
Yeah, yeah.
we got destroyed. Like, that was like, that still brings a tear to my eye. Like, that was just like, that's kind of like, well, not last year, the year before, when the Bruins played the Blues and they lost like 6-1 on their home ice in game 7. Yeah. That was so bad.
Yeah. They Bruins that fans song, were Gloria. So brutal. That was, they like were so
when,
bitter.
That was like when I was at the game and Dodgers lost the, I know it wasn't World Series, but they lost to the Nationals. What was that, 2 years ago?
Oh, dude. Yeah. Don't.
Joe Kelly gave a grand slam. Kershaw came in. Yeah. Dude, that was,
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to hear it, because I was at game 7 against the Astros. With like a 102 degree fever, I was like dying, and I was at game 7 for that loss.
God bless your soul, dude.
Oh boy,
couldn't even drink either, because I was on so much freaking antibiotics, just chugging water.
And it was already 7-0 as you sat down, right?
Were you sitting there going like, "Yeah, weird"? When your ace comes up to you and goes, "Hey, I want the ball." No, we're gonna give it to you, Darvish. We're good. It'll be good. Okay, sounds fuck. Good. And then, Kershaw comes in and throws 5 scoreless innings. Like, oh, okay. Yeah. Like, sounds good. Yeah. I promise you, we got rid of the trash cans. They don't know what we're pitching now. Like, literally, it's so bad, man.
And they're talking that Yu Darvish was tipping his pitches. Yeah, bullshit. You were tipping the pitches all the whole entire time in Houston. But we'll be on that. We'll be on that.
That's why I'm not worried about the Padres. Yu Darvish is historically terrible in the playoffs. Like, he did it last year with the Cubs in that playing game. He is not good. He's not good in the playoffs. And, like, good. Start him. Yeah. Start him game 1. Yeah. Perfect. He'll walk, the bases loaded, and then give him a grand slam. Sweet.
Exactly. Well, I'm actually worried. Here's what I'm more worried about, though. I'm more worried if it stays the way it is right now, the Dodgers have to play the Padres in a 1-game wild card.
Oh, shit.
That's what worries me the most.
It worries me, too, because of the fact that the Giants, Dodgers, and Padres will have better records than all the other National League teams, and they have to play playing games.
And we have to play a playing game, and then
– that's what I'm worried about. A 1-game versus the Padres, man, we won't see the Dodgers' depth whatsoever.
Also, we should probably be patient and be like, hey, the Padres and the Giants will probably start fading away after the
– and we'll start with – yeah, I agree.
We're not even – you're right. We're not even halfway there, dude. We got so much baseball left to go, dude.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Once August rolls around, it's a whole
– 725 season. Yeah, you know, the 800 games a year, they're making up for the season we lost. So, the problem is that we have these guys in Boston who are like, oh, you guys won that World Series. Like, cool, I guess – anyone could win a World Series after playing 60 games. I'm like, yeah, well, hey, you didn't, but
yeah,
sounds good. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
True.
Thanks for that. Thanks for who do we get? I'm trying to think of our pitcher. Who's a Price? Thanks for Price, who just is awful.
I would have said, you know what? Fuck you and fuck Brad Marchand. All right.
All right. Well, we lost our boy Mark, but at least he made it on, and
we'll get him back on
that East Coast life, dude. He's killing it. Now he's in bed. It's unbelievable.
Seriously. It's what it is. He's got a bad Wi-Fi over there or something in Boston.
Well, we ended on NBA playoffs, so let's get into NHL playoffs. This is crazy, dude. What were the odds for Canadians and Tampa Bay, they'll probably win at home, but what's the Canadians odds going into
the – I don't know, man. I think the Islanders have a shot. Islanders?
I hope so.
I don't count them out. Game 7, dude. Anything can happen.
Are we going to Borelli?
Anybody out in a game 7?
Let's go to Borelli.
Let's catch a flight right now, dude. We can make it there by tomorrow.
Me, you, and Stu Finer, dude.
Stewie. Dude, I don't know, man. I originally wanted Colorado. Colorado they shit the bed. Then Vegas. Come on, Vegas. How are you gonna do that?
Can't lose
the – you've been saying, dude. You've been saying Carey Price, man. Carey Price, write that hot goalkeeper.
That's all you gotta do, right?
Yeah,
you think Islanders have a chance? I don't know, they're stacked, but didn't they lose Kucherov last game? So
that's why I think the Islanders have a chance, dude. Game 7, anything can happen.
And they're definitely shocked that they blew a 2. I know 2-0 lead in hockey is never safe, but I'm sure Lightning thought they were advancing and they blew it.
Yeah, I'm not a Montreal guy. I don't like Montreal. They always boo the national anthem for America. They don't even like being Montreal doesn't even want to be part of Canada. They want to secede from Canada, not to get all crazy political. The rest of Canada isn't even like Montreal. So it's like I just never been a Montreal fan.
All right, well, let's go Islanders, because we don't want to see a repeat of Tampa Bay winning. Let's go Islanders and let's beat Montreal.
I know. Anybody but Montreal at this point. Whoever wins that other series, just beat Montreal. Come on.
Please. All right. Let's get into Euro. Unbelievable, dude. 2 days ago? Was that yesterday? No, yeah, it was yesterday.
That was
yesterday. Hey, you were on fire, dude.
I told you to take the overs in every single one of those games. Spain? Speaking of, dude, let's go. On the Euros, I had another guest. I was texting. I don't know if you know my buddy Andrew Reif.
Well, of course I do, yeah. Oh, he's a big Germany fan, right?
He's a diehard out. That's why I was texting him with the, you know, Deutschland yesterday. And he's an NBA guy. We got to get him on before these playoffs.
He's actually one of the true Clipper fans out here.
That's true. If those exist, I don't know. I don't know if those really exist. I haven't seen one in the wild. You know, I hear about them. It's like kind of like Bigfoot. I hear about it all the time. I don't know if there's a true Clipper fan out there. But, hey. If he is, we'll get him on. But dude, the Euros are on fire right now, dude. I can't get enough of it. There's 2 days without Euros. It's Thursday and Friday, and like
I was looking at the text this morning. I was like, dude, what's the locker? It wasn't on this morning. I was like, damn it,
we have to wait till Saturday. Fuck.
All right, so hey, the anytime goal scorer by Ronaldo, dude, to score two goals, he was +500. Should have hammered. I know hindsight.
Even though they're both penalties, but still, that still counts in Vegas.
And how come you're not a Benzema guy, dude? Guy's a legend.
Oh, I never liked Benzema, dude. I always thought he's a little overrated. And then the whole entire scandal of him with the blackmail. I didn't know about all that.
Oh,
yeah, he's a piece of trash, dude. He's in real life, he's a piece of trash.
Oh shit. Okay.
But that's why he hasn't been on the French team for like 5 or 6 years. He got kicked off the French national team because of the whole shady entire shit? Oh yeah, dude. He's under investigation right now in like Europe too about the whole blackmail case and all this stuff. Why there's talk like they won't even put him and Olivier Giroud on the field together. They're on the same team and
they hate each other. Oh, dude, damn.
He's just a piece. I've never been a fan. I don't like him, and he plays for Real Madrid. Even more reason why I shouldn't like him. But
yeah, so we got So now it's knockout stage.
It's knockout stage, round of 16. It's winner go home.
Yeah, I know you're rooting for Italy, right? They're not losing to Austria on Saturday, right?
You know what, dude? Austria has been the team that kind of makes me a little nervous. I'm not gonna lie, Austria makes me a little nervous. Even though, and here's what makes me even more nervous. Of all the round of 16 games, Italy is the biggest favorite. They are the biggest betting favorite of all 16.
That's never
games,
good.
Dude. Exactly. Never good. I don't like to see that. They are the biggest favorite. And it's funny. Remember, dude, if we go back a couple of weeks ago when we first gave a Euro preview on this,
yeah,
I told you, I was like, dude, my watch out for Italy, dude. They were +12. They opened at +1300.
Doing it all?
To win it all,
and now they're the favorite to advance.
Now everybody's saying they're the favorite right now.
Wow! And you said England, watch like the. You said they're kind of not frauds, but they haven't looked good at all.
They're gonna flop. I'm telling you, every tournament they're gonna flop. And you know what? They got Germany. They might even get past. They might not get past Germany.
Oh, Germany's gonna win that, right?
Because I think Germany just got punched in the mouth, and they woke up in that game yesterday, and. Dude, they almost got knocked out to Hungary, dude.
So when is that game?
The 29th is that game. So when's the 29th? I lost track of my dates.
I know. What do we have this weekend? So we have Italy on Saturday. What about Sunday's game?
There's two games Saturday. So we got a 9 a.m. We got Wales versus Denmark. And then at noon, Italy, Austria.
Do we like Denmark?
I'll tell you, actually, I think Denmark is another big favorite. I'll take Wales. Give me Wales. Wales, I think, is it going off at like +400 right now. I don't know why, dude. Wales is getting better and better and better each game they play. They gave Italy all they could handle, even though that was Italy's B team. But yeah. Wales gave Italy all they can handle. That is my pick of the weekend in the first game of this round of 16. I'm going Wales on the money line to beat Denmark. Denmark. I love Denmark. I love Christian Eriksen, dude.
Awesome. They're going to win. Yeah.
I think they're trying to win it for him. I just don't know if they have enough playmakers without Christian Eriksen to get it done. You got Bale for Wales. You still got Ramsey on Wales. Like, I just don't understand why they're like +400 now. Give me Wales to win straight up.
Wales, Italy, parlay on Saturday. And
I like the Italy over 2.5 goals as well. Give me Italy. It's for the game, the total of the game over 2.5.
Okay. All right.
I don't see how Italy gives up a goal, but I think they score two for sure. It's just a matter if Italy can get a third one or if they actually give up one to Austria. I like it going over 2.5. I like 3 goals in that game.
All right, let's go. What else we got? What else is going on in the sports world? Oh, Brady said he still has stuff to prove. What the hell?
See, you know what? New rule. I'm not talking NFL until like August. That's my new rule. Like, okay, it's just feeding us stories, and it's just the NFL.
At this point, Rodgers, right now. He's gonna come back, I think, right?
If they haven't done anything yet, I think he's gonna be back, which is gonna be very interesting. Does he want to be there? Is it gonna be awkward? I mean, I don't know. The story is getting weirder. The longer the story goes on, the more weirder
it's weird. Getting. It's weird.
But
Did you see? Ben Zobrist story,
dude, with the pastor of his church and the white dude. What's going on? Hey, you know what? It's 2021, man. If you thought 2020 was crazy, now it's 2021. Wife's banging the pastor of the church,
and then he also stole money from. Oh, dude, that's just a crazy whole story. But like you said, 2021. Oh,
yeah, it's just.
And then free Alex Caruso, our boy Russo, dude. What he got? What did he get caught with? Half a gram of weed, just or what? What was it?
Riding dirty.
He got arrested at the airport. I keep seeing free Caruso on Twitter. I know he got arrested for weed or something, but
I think they're just saying that because he's a free agent now. Dang, see what I did there? Pretty sure he might not be back in the jersey in the house that Kobe built. So I don't know.
I don't mind Caruso coming back, but just don't give me a Kuzma.
Oh, dude, nobody wants Kuzma back, I think. Nobody wants Kuzma back. I haven't talked to one Laker fan that wants Kuzma back. Sorry, Kuzma. Sorry, Kuzma. He's gone. Pretty sure Drummond's gone too, right?
Yeah, they're all gone. Just give us Davis and LeBron, a healthy those two, and we'll be all right.
I saw they're talking rumor mill today. Did you see who's in the rumor mill coming to Los Angeles? Carmelo.
Oh my gosh.
That's what I'm saying. Why? That dude's a cancer, dude. That guy's a cancer. Any team you put him on, you know what? He had one great season as a basketball player.
At least he could shoot.
Syracuse National Championship. That's the only great season I think that he's had that's been relevant. Dude, he's a cancer. I don't
agree. At least he could shoot.
Him and LeBron are such good friends.
I know, but that's not going to help.
Get him. I don't like it. Hopefully it's just a rumor. It doesn't come true.
I don't like it either. I do not like that. Melo. No. Oh my god! And what is Dodgers a loser right now?
Yeah, that's
I know it's June. It's who cares? But damn, we're really struggling, dude. The bats are inconsistent all year.
Bats got to wake up. I mean, the starting pitching, I think,
it's been fine for us. Yeah, like Robert said,
we're giving up a little too many home runs that I'm not a fan of. Too many long balls.
And it seems like it's always in the first inning, right?
Yeah. We got to start hitting that run in the first inning. We'll start hitting that.
Oh, I know.
Oh, and you know what? Here we go. So top of the seventh, no outs, runners on first and second. It's already 4-0 Cubs.
Oh, gosh.
Guess who's at the plate?
Baez or Chris Bryant?
Jock.
Oh, my gosh. Jock could end it right here.
Jock to face Price. Ooh. Price challenged him. 94 mile an hour fastball right down the middle. Jock swung out of his shoes and missed it. So we'll keep you posted on what's going on here.
All right. Well, this is a hell of a 10th episode, technical difficulties, but at least we got Mark on.
Yeah. We'll call it 10 and a half. We're going to get Mark on for a full one. It's going to happen.
Yeah, we'll get him on.
I promise.
And then I'll see you at Finney.
Hang in there, Mark.
I'll see you at Finney's for Italy game, right? Saturday?
Finney's. Okay, so you've been there already.
Yeah.
Oh. Do they have bottomless mimosas?
I'm sure they do on the weekend. I'm sure they do.
I mean, can that be a special? Can they have it just for us?
Just for us?
All right. Strike two on Jock. Strike two.
And Rick's already a legend there, so.
I'm not surprised. The place has been open for T-minus, I want to say, like 3.5 days, and Rick is already a legend there. It doesn't surprise me at all.
Yep.
My question is, there's an empty seat somewhere at Price just pegged him 0-2.
Oh my gosh.
Price just pegged him 0-2, threw it right in his back.
I remember when the season started, my dad's like, with this team, we'll never lose three in a row. Now we're about to lose.
Oh, I can't blame your dad. He's a legend, so I can't get mad at him for that. But he just, Price just loaded the bases, no outs, pegged him right in the back.
That's great.
But yeah, Finney's Saturday. We'll be there.
Saturday.
We got Austria, Italy. We got Wales and
I'm just blind betting overs.
We got Wales, Denmark. We got Wales, Denmark. Sure, there'll be an NBA game on.
We'll be good. We'll do a Monday recap, right?
Let's do it. Monday.
All right, bro.
All right, man. Good episode 10.
Let's go. Later, man.
Later.